Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brand new week. I feel it. This is going to be a big week for you. A really big week. I don't know if it's your love life or at work, but this is going to be a huge week. Oh, I'm excited for you. You, the listener. Welcome to the show. We're alive inside the something or other compound. And today we're under the tutelage of our general manager.
Dual general managers today, Jack. It's like one of those job sharing arrangements between two working moms. Our general managers today, Trump on trial. And much more significantly to real life, your local junkie camp. Supreme Court taking a look at the junkie camps. Also could have gone with violent anti-Israel protesters. Oh, boy. We've made a monster, and now it's pounding us on the head, America.
Also could have gone with maybe the most important legislation passed in many, many, many years over the weekend. Big finish. Here we go. Pow, pow. So, yeah, plenty to talk about. They started arresting kids at Yale today. Needs to happen more often sooner.
Well, Columbia, that's because they're beating down Jews for being Jews.
Right. And Columbia has moved their classes online for the day. So the crazy, violent nut jobs have stopped regular college from occurring. And the college has allowed this for some reason. And the local rabbi there yesterday put out a statement to Jewish students saying, you should go home. It is Columbia cannot keep you safe. How about that?
Wow. It's too dangerous for Jewish people to be at Columbia University. Never forget. Just permit angry nut jobs to take over your institutions. We warned you.
Or remember Joe Biden. The reason I got into this race was I saw that hate at Charlottesville. Those people with their chants against Jews and what? No. Okay, well, what about these, which are 10, 100 times bigger protests than that Charlottesville protest ever was? And it's
with
getting
actual Jewish victims as opposed to a bunch of dumbasses chanting about Jews.
And it's getting so little news coverage. I can't believe, like, particularly the Columbia thing, because it's in New York, that it's getting so little news coverage outside of Fox. Shocking.
Well, if you ran interference for the woke crowd for years, you wouldn't be super anxious to call attention to it either. Like the mainstream media, the big newspaper websites. Although, I guess it was the Wall Street Journal that went heavy on it. Let me take a look at the New York Times.
We'll play some of the chants that these people are saying, and they are, it's not like you could think, well, they're concerned about the Palestinian people. No, it's full on Israel's got to go. Death to America, burning U.S. flags at some of our major elite universities. It's just amazing. And I've got a tale to tell of my own, as I was told to F off by one of these people over the weekend. Here's how it happened. I'm at a parade in my local university town, and we're enjoying the parade, and it's got, old-timey fire trucks and marching bands and clowns on unicycles throwing candy, and, you've seen a parade.
America.
And I was actually thinking at one part in the parade, I'm so glad that this sort of thing still exists. It's just fantastic. It's a smallish town and a big giant parade, and everybody turns out, and there's all these little kids sitting across from me on the curb, kids so little that the curb is like a chair for them. They're like legs are straight, knees are straight and flat. They're just sitting on the curb, these little kids, and they're so excited. And then here comes this giant banner with people holding it, with the I'm in Hamas masks wrapped around their head, the keffiyehs wrapped around their face, got their faces covered in the terrorist headgear with a giant sign that says F so-and-so, which I assumed was and came to find out is the person in charge at their local university that they want to divest from Israel. So it's the same BS that they're chanting there in Yale and Columbia and MIT today and a whole bunch of universities across the country. But big giant letters FU. I would assume that they got their parade permit and claimed they were just marching for Palestinian rights. Didn't say we're going to have the big giant FU, the whole letters. I mean, in front of all these children.
Yes.
Not to mention you got people dressed like terrorists. And so they come forward and they start marching down the street and everybody got quiet. Nobody yelled for them, which I was happy to see, but nobody said anything. It just got weirdly quiet on the street. And they got up to me and I yelled, boo, boo, really, really loud.
Like, good man.
And they're like
yes.
10 feet away from me. And this guy in the full on Palestinian Hamas headgear turns to me, points at me and says, F you, except he used the word.
Yeah.
And then my son, my 12-year-old son said, F you, using the word also.
Oh, boy.
Henry yelled F you at the guy. But then I thought, I was a little wondering, like, what would happen. But everybody looked away from me. It was sitting next to me. Everybody just looked away. Pretended like it didn't happen. So nobody jumped to their defense. But I was expecting people to jump to their defense. But nobody jumped to my defense either. I was the only person that said a word about that. And I thought, God, I wish I could fast enough run and get a bed sheet and write F abortion on it. And walk through the parade and see if that flies.
So I guarantee parade officials saw that banner and let it happen. I will make more sheep noises if I must. But yes, out of fear and people's complete unwillingness or inability to stand up for their beliefs. It's disgusting.
A guy dressed like Hamas was dressed when they went into Israel and chopped people up and burned babies and all that stuff. Walking down the street. Chanting on behalf of Hamas. It's unbelievable. I mean, I can't even believe I saw it with my own eyes. I think part of the quiet was like, I was quiet. It's like, it took a while to register what was happening. Because, you just saw an old-timey fire truck and clowns on unicycles. You weren't ready for this. And I mean, it was just like, what? And the full got your face wrapped up. What is that?
They're brave little revolutionaries, aren't they? Wow.
And who knows who they were, if they were college kids or, agitators from somewhere else that came in, because that's what the story is about Columbia today.
that the outside agitators that were outside campus have gotten onto campus. They're all wearing masks, so nobody knows who they are. But as the police have been checking, they're finding a lot of people that aren't students. You're not supposed to be inside the campus protesting unless you're a student, but lots of them are getting in. And they're from other places. So there are a lot of, you know, Marxists just from whatever coming into that parade. Could have been people from who knows where that signed up. They might be signing up for every major parade they can so they can march down the street and, you know, spew their up with Hamas BS.
Right. And as we saw in the traffic blockage protests of last week, they're pretty well coordinated by some national organizations financed by George Soros et al. I tell you what, there we need a multi-step plan. And, you know, I could concoct it, but I don't have the power to get it, you know, widespread enough. But we need a multi-step plan from A, root out the far leftist teachers in America's elementary schools, and then move on to the middle schools and the high schools and the colleges. Restore ideological diversity in education. That's you don't need to start there, but that's where you need to go to really solve the problem. I think you start with law enforcement, simple law enforcement. If you got a banner in a nice hometown parade that says F something, you're stopped immediately.
Right.
How can you not be?
I know. And that parade went on for hour and a half. I mean, it's takes a long time to march from the where it starts all the way through and everything like it. Certainly an hour. Nobody did anything. That's crazy. That is just crazy.
Yeah, you're not flying that banner in front of children. I have the right. Yeah, I'm tearing it away. I'll see you in court.
That is so crazy. Yeah, we got a problem. We have got a problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our cultural institutions, from education to the media to entertainment, have ruled the day with a radical leftist agenda. And again, I say this all the time, and I mean it. Take it to heart. This is not some sort of wild, paranoid, right-wing talk show conspiracy stuff to get everybody excited. This is practically elementary school mathematics. When you look at how it's unfolding, what's being taught, what's being learned, the activities of the people who have learned this stuff, what they do, what they're demanding, where it goes is not complex. You do not need a degree in political science to understand, societally speaking, where we are headed and make a decision whether you're good with it or you'd like to resist it, perhaps. Or do I have to make another sheep noise at you?
Yeah, the fact that people just got quiet and just, well, I'll just look the other way. Wow. And I'm certainly not a guy that believes speech is violence, but if speech is violence, as that crowd believes, sticking your finger in somebody's face and yelling F you is about as close as you can get.
Yeah.
But they believe speech is violence if you misgender somebody. But saying, I'm for the baby butcherers and F you to anybody who disagrees, that's, yeah, whatever. Enough of that.
I would love to be able to organize a disciplined, restrained, meticulously law-abiding group reminiscent of certain other groups that would resist at far-left gatherings, but without their excesses. Mm-hmm. I would love to have 50,000 gentlemen, perhaps even some of the more beefy ladies of America.
What?
Well, you've got to be prepared to physically protect yourself
right
in these situations, because the left will go to violence at the drop of a hat.
Will that be in your application form? How beefy a lady are you?
I'm still working on the verbiage. But and we would stand up for traditional American values.
So crazy. Let's start the show officially before we get in trouble. I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty on this. It is Monday, April 22nd. It's Earth Day, the year 2024, whatever that means. Life will not be a bore in 24. We're Armstrong and Getty, and we approve of this program.
You got three choices. You can be the person who helps the evil. You can be the person who's afraid to do anything about the evil, so you let it go. Or you can be the person who fights against it. Anyway, do what you can. Let's begin officially according to FCC rules and regulations, leaping into action at Mark.
50% of the unsheltered population in the nation is right here in the state. And due to the lack of affordable housing and the unaffordable cost of living, Governor Gavin Newsom says that governments need flexibility when it comes to threats to public health and safety.
That is part of an nauseatingly biased ABC News report about the Supreme Court hearing the Grants Pass, the infamous Grants Pass case appeal, in which the court ruled that, well, it's unconstitutional to enforce anti-camping bans unless there's a bed for everybody even though they've been offered it and turned it down. Nonetheless, you can't enforce the law. One of the worst court decisions in the history of the country.
Supreme Court hearing arguments today. I want to tune into those at some point and hear what they have to say. That could be a big one for cities that have been overrun by drug addicts. How does mailbag look?
Outstanding. Let's get right to it.
Cool. All on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Republicans voted against the Ukraine aid package than voted for it, though it passed with a Republican Speaker of the House over the weekend. We'll talk about that later. That's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal, he says, frantically typing to bring up a page he thought he had. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day. Got a series here sent along by Jeff in Hogs Nipple, Tennessee. It's an unincorporated area, I believe. From Nicolas Gomez Davila, who was a Colombian reactionary, essentially. He was like an arch-conservative and an extremely religious Catholic. And a lot of his conclusions I don't buy, but it was, you know, there's enough overlap. I thought he's a really interesting thinker. We'll start with this one today. Ideas of the left give birth to revolutions. Revolutions give birth to the ideas of the right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not even. We're working our way up to the great ones this week. Stay with us. Mailbag. And drop us a note. Mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. Not Benjamin Franklin writes, "What have you given us? A Katie Green." A great reporter with wit, humor, intelligence, and beauty, if you can keep her.
Wow.
But, all right, that's a bit of a stretch, Katie, but I believe that's a nice tip of the cap from Brian in beautiful Mississippi.
Yeah, very sweet. I'm sticking around.
I like the backward ball cap look for you today. You look like Sylvester Stallone in the great arm wrestling movie Over the Top.
Well, thank you so much.
She doesn't look a lot like Sylvester Stallone.
The look, the clothing look.
Huh. So cute.
Thanks so much, Jack.
All right, moving along. David writes, young and dumb, I've not heard one person tell these young activists that even if you get your degree, companies are going to take a look at your Facebook posts, your social media, all that stuff saying death to America. They're not going to hire you.
They don't care about that sort of thing. That doesn't play a role in their lives for whatever reason.
Mostly because I think they have an angry child's outlook on life.
Oh, we got to run through. So a whole bunch of the Columbia people, Columbia students, not the country, the school now. We've moved from back to the school. A lot of the Columbia school students that were arrested were super wealthy. They come from super wealthy families. Not shocking at all. That's usually the case. Bin Laden was wealthy. So that's one reason they don't have to worry about the whole job thing.
I had a conversation about that over the weekend, somebody making the assumption that, you know, you get these people who are down and out and hurting and you can mobilize them. And I said, no, that's actually a misconception. The radical revolutionary thing is almost always middle class, bored, affluent, middle class people, and not just in the U.S., all over the world. Moving along, Rob Roy in Reno writes, "You two clowns really have no idea. These people who are protesting are the future of this country. Your precious heartland values are done. This country's like Athens or Rome at the end of their time, descending into chaos."
Wait a second, though. Is this person for that or against it? I think they might be right. We might be like Athens or Rome at the end, but I'm against it.
"We're not the shining beacon on the hill. We never were. That's the myth of American exceptionalism, which is really just the insecure trait of a schoolyard bully." That this is all commas, by the way. Hey, look into periods someday, old Rob Roy. "The global south is rising and will lead humanity into a brighter future once the empire is done."
Hmm. You know what that is? What's that?
I
don't know what that is.
Trolling, lefty, would-be Che Guevara there, who, just, again, does not have a grasp on basic punctuation. Let's see. Tony says, "Bravo to you both for your position on foreign aid to Ukraine, Taiwan, and Israel. The lessons from the 30s are clear. The 1930s, isolationism resulted in global conflagration. They did what they could in the 30s because they knew they could get away with it. Bullies need a strong punch in the face." Then he gives kudos to Speaker Mike Johnson for doing the right thing, standing up to bullies, foreign and domestic. You know? A lot of people agree with you, sir. A lot do not.
Yeah, they're wrong.
A lot
though.
Of Republicans.
The ones that don't agree are wrong, and I am willing to die on that hill. This is an important issue. We'll be talking a lot about this and other stuff on the way. I hope you can stay with us. Big day. Holy cow.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just saw a video of Yale students cheering a U.S. flag being taken down from a pole.
Yep.
What the hell?
More on that to come. Yale has just sent the police in. Well, the city, I guess, has just sent in the police in to clean out the Yale campus. Breaking news. But more on the ugliness, the anti-American hatred, the leftist radicals on campuses. It's just insane. Stay with us. First, though, let's talk about the Supreme Court and this important case having to do with. Well, let's let ABC News explain what it is. Clip 90. Michael, listen to the hilarious framing.
The Supreme Court will ultimately decide whether or not it is cruel and unusual punishment to penalize the homeless population for sleeping outside, even if they have nowhere else to go. Now, this decision will be felt all across the country, but in particular right here in California, where officials are battling homeless encampments. 50% of the unsheltered population in the nation is right here in the state, and due to the lack of affordable housing and the unaffordable cost of living, Governor Gavin Newsom says that governments need flexibility when it comes to threats to public health and safety.
Because that's what you do if you can't afford a rent in a town. You become a meth addict and sleep in the park and poop. We got a friend. I just found this out yesterday. One of Sam's best friends. They, their son, same age, 14, mom wouldn't let him go out of the house when he was supposed to go to school one day. He's like, well, I don't want to tell you. Well, it turned out there was a woman, a street person, out in their front yard squatting in their yard
Oh,
for her morning, you know,
Oh, golly. That's an expensive town, too, huh?
Yeah. Well, and then they have a particularly expensive house in an expensive town. But a squat in the front yard.
Well, I'm glad you're laughing. Right.
Well, it's just super unbelievable. I can't believe. I have trouble wrapping my head around what is happening in the world.
Yeah, fair enough. So, according to ABC News, the Supreme Court is going to decide if it's a cruel and unusual punishment to punish the homeless for having nowhere to go, even if they don't have another place to go, because the high cost of living. That's not within 100 miles of being news. That was a crudely constructed high school level editorial. It was terrible. Good Lord. How do you like this headline instead? The Supreme Court considers a judge-made right to vagrancy. The justices hear an appeal of a Ninth Circuit, of course, ruling that makes it hard for cities to enforce public order or to get treatments for addicts and the mentally ill.
Yeah, the framing of people that want to sleep outside. Okay. Where'd all the grocery carts and stolen bags come from? Why are people pooping in the lawn? That's not just sleeping outside. But this is the first time in 40 years the Supreme Court has taken up anything related to the homeless question at all.
Right. And I prefer the term bums and junkies for a variety of reasons, just because when you frame it as the homeless and then say the high cost of living and the high cost of housing, you're completely ignoring the bulk of it. It's just, it's unbelievable. You've got to recognize and name a problem before you can solve it. But Journal Editorial Board writes, is there a constitutional right to camp on the streets? The Supreme Court will ponder this question. Like thousands of cities, Grants Pass, Oregon bans camping on public property. They get into the very light fines. Homeless advocates argue that it's a violation of the Eighth Amendment, ban on cruel and unusual punishment. You know, my theory on that, it's got to be both cruel and unusual. If it's cruel, but you do it all the time, it's not unusual. And if it's unusual, like a clown paddles you, but it's not cruel, well, that's okay. Anyway, the majority leaned on a very fuzzy decision in 1962, which held that the Eighth Amendment forbids criminalizing the status of being a drug addict. The governments could still punish drug use. You just can't, like, have a punishment for being an addict. And this is the incredible stretch the Ninth Circuit made to say you can't be punished for the status of being quote-unquote homeless. Well, a lot of us would argue, yeah, but you can't sleep on the damn sidewalk. You got to get out of the way. You got to get out of the park. You got to be away from schools. Oh, the legislation of Cal Unicornia, the legislature, I should say, just killed another bill that would say you've got to keep your junkie camp away from the little kids. Well, unbelievable.
But what about the myriad other laws that aren't enforced in these cities where they have this? Your unregistered, unvaccinated dog, your open container, your pooping in the yard, your handful of stolen bikes.
There's You're all criminalizing kinds of, homelessness.
I'm criminalizing all those things that are crimes.
You're criminalizing crimes. That doesn't have quite the same ring.
If I walk down the street with a dog off leash that doesn't have its shots and an open beer, I get criminalized for those things.
According to the Ninth Circuit judges, Grants Pass unfairly punished the supposed involuntary status of being homeless, even though many vagrants rejected housing.
Nah.
It's mostly junkies. One woman did so because her Rottweiler wasn't allowed in a shelter. Others refused to abide a shelter's minimal behavior rules. Some simply prefer to live on the streets. Under the Ninth Circuit's ruling, listen how tortured this logic is. Homelessness is considered involuntary as long as the number of vagrants exceeds the available beds. And when calculating the latter, the judges excluded religiously affiliated shelters as well as warming and sobering centers. Is requiring the homeless to stay sober to get shelter a constitutional violation? So the Supreme Court's going to look into this. But the idea of that, as I've said for now years, all right, so you go along with this philosophy, which is mistaken as it is, and you got 10,000 bums and junkies in your town, and by golly, you finally finish at mind-boggling expense your 10,000th bed for them to sleep in, even though two-thirds of them want to sleep on the streets. All right, well, then 20 junkies wander into town because they've heard you got better benefits. Now you can't keep junkies away from your school kids or off the sidewalks or out of the parks unless you build 21 more beds? How about if 10 more junkies wander into your town? Nope, you still can't enforce any laws. This is one of the worst decisions since Dred Scott. I hope the Supreme Court punts it like a football.
A lot of your blue cities, will L.A., Portland, wherever, will they enforce this law even if the Supreme Court rules the other way? Will they do anything about it? Because, like I said, there's all kinds of things you could enforce if you wanted to. Do they not enforce those because they're misdemeanor tickets? And what good does it do? What am I going to give a ticket to a bum because his dog is off leash? When is he going to show up to court and pay his ticket?
I think that's a big part of it, yeah. If you'd asked me that question, what are the blue cities going to do 6 months, a year ago, I would have hit you with a fairly cynical, not much, and they're going to continue to let their towns degenerate until the citizens get so angry they have to change. But in observing some of the blue cities of California, there already is that trend. Local authorities are saying to the lion dope governor, we got to be able to do something. We got to get some help. Now, the answer in Cal Unicornia, Oregon, Washington State is pouring more billions and billions more dollars into the homeless industrial complex, even though the recent headline let us know that there was an audit done. And we actually could talk to the guy behind that. We probably should. There's an audit done California, and the answer was nobody knows where the money went. Nobody's even bothered to ask if it did any good. It's just a money spigot.
I want to hear the arguments at the Supreme Court. I think it'll be pretty clear where the justices stand on this. I think.
Well, and even your sane justices on the left, I would like to ask, and I'm sure one of the justices will, and the attorney will make the case for Grant's Pass, but what if a person turns down help over and over again? They're a drug addict and they're blocking a thoroughfare. You can't tell me the Constitution says it's a cruel and unusual punishment to drag their junky ass off the sidewalk. I feel like I'm Alice in Wonderland. Mm-hmm. I seriously don't know what's happened to adults and reasonable, logical thinking. Am I calling for beatings or draconian punishments, or it's like the 1950s in Alabama or something? No, absolutely not. Just enforcement of the law.
I pass one particular on-ramp regularly, and I don't know what happened there, cleared out a junkie camp or whatever, but anyway, there's so much trash and bicycles and garbage and grocery carts and that sort of stuff. But anyway, it's been there for like a week. And it's just looking at it is so depressing. It's like, why is this here in, you know, a nice area of the world? All this garbage and grocery, and it's just how long? It's just so unexplainable. Well, it is explainable, right. I guess. Why the ideology. Culture allowed it, but.
Just a crazy-ass ideology has taken hold.
Are you following the controversy with the new Taylor Swift double album?
Okay, before we move on, please, no, in answer to your question, no, I'm not. I have a nominee for the next governor of California, or some sort of symbolic post, Mr. California, Joseph Adam Moore, a homeless man and convicted sex offender who is camping for free in San Francisco's quiet inner Richmond neighborhood, and he is terrorizing the neighborhood once again. As promised, he has put up signs saying free fentanyl for new users. They can't get rid of them because of the Grants Pass ruling. So you've got a child molesting bum who is camped out near a school, and you can't do anything about it. That has got to be, that is Mr. California right
trying now. To get new people hooked on fentanyl.
I believe it to be sarcasm. I think he's just trying to put a thumb in the eye of society. Mm. Here are a couple of key quotes from him. The way they treat homeless people is by selectively enforcing the law against people who go against the norm of living in a house with a job.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The norm of shelter, which has been kind of a thing since the beginning of mankind. Oh, wow.
Serial child molester handing out free drugs next to a school, and you can't do anything about it. I rest my case.
My mood.
Your Honor. Sorry to drone on, Your Honors.
Maybe it's my mood having been yelled at by terrorists over the weekend, but I just feel like even if the Supreme Court goes our direction, it's not going to be enforced a number of places. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll get to the Taylor Swift double album controversy coming up later. Parents are outraged. But we've got Katie Green's headlines on the way, so stay here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Many people on the text line cheering my son, my 12-year-old, yelling F you at a terrorist at a parade. Yeah, most people saying I don't approve of that kind of language of children, but in this particular case, yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Also,
go ahead.
I was going to say Happy Earth Day. I don't feel like we've given that enough attention, huh? Mother Earth. It's 1970 they started Earth Day, and I know I'll spend the day recycling aluminum cans, which is a waste of time, and recycling plastic products, which is a complete waste of time. Did you see that video that I posted from John Stossel about recycling?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
God. What?
Yeah.
What a waste of time that all is.
That odd squishing sound you heard 30 seconds ago, or hundreds of thousands of people simultaneously rolling their eyes
right.
all at the same time. Right. Hey, quick follow-up. I know I said my rant was over, but I lied. I think it's notable, this Supreme Court bums and junkies hearing that's going to take place today. The Wall Street Journal quotes a very persuasive friend of the court brief filed on behalf of the National League of Cities and other local government organizations, written by the Seattle city attorney, saying, hey, we've got to have the authority to keep sidewalks clear and parks open. It's not a controversial notion. That's Seattle, folks. So, yeah, the tide has definitely turned. All right, let's hope it continues in that direction. Let's figure out who's reporting what. It's the lead story with Katie Green. Katie?
Well, thank you, guys. From NBC News, Trump trial updates, opening statements to begin, David Pecker to be first witness.
Yeah, he's the guy that Trump would pay to capture and kill stories over the years. I don't know why this plays a role in this thing. I was happy to hear NPR today say the Trump trial in misfiling business records begins today, and they didn't mention sex or Stormy Daniels or whatever.
All right, Katie, we got to quit looking at each other. Are you ready? You know what's coming.
So
you ready for it?
Yeah.
Here you go. That will not be the last Pecker entered into evidence in this case.
Thank you so
Back
much.
Back to you.
They all saw a joke coming.
Katie and I couldn't stop. Never mind.
Anyway, CNN. Tensions are so high at Columbia ahead of Passover that all classes will be virtual today.
That is amazing. Instead of booting the college kids that are being so disruptive you can't run your university, which is why you were freaking there, you take all those other kids and make them learn online, which we all knew was a bunch of crap.
They created a monster and then were shocked when it turned on them and when they couldn't control it. That's what you made a monster means. Usually you don't say the second half out loud because everybody knows what happens.
From ABC News, Biden is marking Earth Day by announcing $7 billion in federal solar power grants.
Yeah.
That's super. It's got this note from Frank. It's kind of sad when you realize Biden is an 80-year-old man with the politics of a young single woman with a diagnosed mental illness. And then he sent along some polls of who has what attitudes. And that's true. Joe Biden is an 80-year-old, 20-year-old college woman.
From Fox News, Denver migrant advocates say 6 months of free rent, food, not enough. Quote, a slap in the face and offensive.
Yeah.
Is that is anybody still cowed by that sort of thing these days, or have you gotten used to it, that they always come at you like that?
From the New York Times, Supreme Court to consider how far cities can police homelessness.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that a lot today and tomorrow as we hear more of the arguments.
From the Daily Mail, non-binary patient who underwent, quote, Barbie doll op to remove all sexual organs reveals how they navigate life without genitals.
Wow. Now that is obviously completely mentally ill. I can't believe there's a doctor that performs that operation.
There it is.
Yeah, there's another scathing report out of Britain that's breaking down what they let happen at their big gender clinic. It's a crime against humanity, particularly children. Unsanctioned medical experiments performed on children without any of the normal vetting of any medical procedure. It's horrifying. Man, you got these activists saying, oh, you're a transphobe, you're a homophobe, you're a... Okay, I'll be quiet and let you perform experiments on children. How can people think like that? I don't get it.
Even for an adult, though, I'm surprised there's a doctor that will just remove all your genitals because you want to be like Ken from the Barbie movie. I mean, what?
From the New York Post, Florida couple arrested for making fake winning lotto ticket in hopes of tricking officials into handing over $1 million prize.
Did it work? Such a good plan.
Chick looks like her name could be Methany, if you know what I mean.
I love that.
And finally, the Babylon Bee. Snopes journalists announced plans to personally fact check entire San Francisco poop map.
Wow. The infamous poop map.
Has been mentioned. That activity has been mentioned too many times this hour. But it came up naturally, and it fits in with the Supreme Court arguments today.
It's a potent and earthy symbol of our having lost control of our civilization.
Yeah. Happy Earth Day, by the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.